Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. It is going to be a little bit of a cooler day, maybe some rain. That's all good because, boy, do we need it. But we also need another kind of rain. The rain that washes away the stench of tyranny. Because Kate's at it again, folks. Now, there's hope. Because I think people are fed up with it. She announces, through the Oregon Health Authority, new guidelines for wearing a mask or not wearing a mask and turning your local business into what? Yeah, you guessed it. The vaccine passport police. No kidding. Yeah, no kidding. That's exactly what it is, well, what she has done. Now, let's think about this for a moment. How fair is that? If you were a business owner, how would you comply with this? Because you see, they announced, and I'm looking at the actual announcement of the guidance here from yesterday. It's called Interim Guidance for Fully Vaccinated Individuals. We're going to get into that and talk about it because here's the interesting question about it. If you're a business owner, how would you enforce this? I mean, what is the clear guidance from the state on this? Well, it isn't clear. That's the problem. And in the story about this today, it is just quite obvious that when it comes to how a business can establish, it says, basically a process of checking to see if individuals who are not wearing face coverings are fully vaccinated. Okay. Proof of vaccinated status, it says, means documentation provided by a tribal, federal, state, or local government, or a healthcare provider. That includes an individual's name, date of birth, type of COVID-19 vaccine given, dates given, depending on whether it's a one dose or two dose, the name, location of the healthcare provider of the site where the vaccine was administered. Documentation may include, but it's not limited to, COVID-19 vaccination record card or a copy or digital picture of the vaccination record card. And guess what? The enforcement remains the same. So businesses that don't meet this vaccine passport card requirement, well, they can be fined again, like they are now. So here's the question. If you were a business, what would you do? You tell me. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Where's that email? Let's see. Oh, this one from Barbara, by the way. This is kind of funny. Airlines are mulling. I mean, it's a little bit off topic, but it isn't because of airlines struggling to make a buck these days because of Joe Biden's policies on, you know, on fuel. Fuel prices are skyrocketing. And that means higher fares for you and I on the airlines. Well, they got to try to save money where they can. They're mulling weighing passengers. No kidding. You want to talk about offensive? I mean, She writes, this is a bizpackreview.com. It says, airlines mole weighing passengers at gates for certain flights due to heavy loads. She writes, long, but amusing, even if optional, offensive to even be asked. Bring it on. Now, airlines are already faced with enough resistance from those of you who fly regularly and have to wear a mask. And the insane videos that we've seen of, you know, flight attendants just getting irate with passengers because they took their mask down long enough to put a food in their mouth. And they left it down too long. And then they got to cover the nose. So a business like a restaurant that you like to frequent, under Kate's new rules here, can they do something like say, well, you know, can they post a sign that says, you know, if you're not wearing a face mask, we assume you have been fully vaccinated. Okay. That's not enough. So they would face fines. They have to be put and are put in the place now, according to this guidelines, of having to enforce the government's edict. Jason Brandt, who's the president and CEO of the Oregon Restaurant Lodging Association, said the guidance creates a new, fresh dilemma for the service industry businesses that have frankly found it hard to enforce the state's mandates when customers refuse to comply. Quote, we're talking about businesses being in a more challenging environment where they have to determine how much they want to act as the vaccination police or not. He believes that most restaurants and hotels will just maintain their current mask requirement for all customers rather than trying to identify and exclude people who haven't been vaccinated. Now, here's the problem with that. The problem is that people are going to be offended that they've had their vaccination shots and you're requiring them to wear a mask anyway. So if you're a business owner, what do you do? Seriously, what do you do? Lots to talk about today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. By the way, thanks Dwight for the video that I just saw on Fox Business. This Florida 10-year-old asked the school board to lift a mask mandate. They just played this on Fox Business. Said, and he writes, father and his 10-year-old son confront school board about the school's mask requirements. Oh, it's good. Tucker played this last night. To the phones. We'll start first with Ron. Ron, good morning. What do you say today about Kate's new guidance for businesses being the vaccine police?
She can kiss my grits. Other than that, I like what Mary Stewart and Yamhill County, along with Lynn County's plan to do, is they're going to help their businesses where they believe that they do not have the right to ask any, because it's violating HIPAA. It violates their own privacy to their own business. And if I want to add this, go back to at the end of World War II, the United States has signed an agreement prior to the Geneva Convention called the Nuremberg Code. We're not supposed to be identified and using people's health, gender, or anything in the nature to be exclusionary or segregational, like what this does, but it leads up to be with Kate Brown's policy. This is a form of segregationist. If you don't take this shot or you don't dissolve your medical history, then you'll be punished. If you do, if the person trusts you, then you do. But I do know that there's a few businesses that leaves it up to the trust of the individual. And they usually card those that usually they feel suspect, and about 8 out of 10 times, that person don't have the ID, so they have to leave. not the not a medical ID, just basic driver license.
Right.
So my suggestion is that the restaurants, I believe that that's the way to go. I believe that Yamhill County is going to have probably a three-person overall, and there'll be guidelines, and they're going to basically thumb their nose at Kate Brown and the health authorities. But I believe what will help if the citizens, if there was any attorneys with fortuitousness, will help protect my privacy, my doctor client, my HIPAA rights, my body, my choice. I would very much appreciate it. If there's any attorneys out there in the Valley, Jeff Croft knew how to get a hold of me. I would not mind being a test case.
Okay.
That's why we have to take it.
That's interesting because it actually segues, Ron, and I thank you for your call. I'm going to let you go. It segues into
the story
that's out there on Oregon Watchdog about Stan Pulliam, the governor's candidate who has the exploratory committee, has launched a lawsuit, has in fact filed a lawsuit against Kate Brown in federal court on behalf of the Heart of Main Street, the Oregon Moms Union, and several businesses and individuals, challenges Kate Brown's authority to continue using executive action to maintain a state of emergency. Okay, by the way, Stan, I guess, is going to be, in fact, I saw an email. Here it is. Stan is going to be in Kaiser on May 22nd, which is Saturday, as part of his listening tour. He's going to be joining Kaiser Mayor Kathy Clark for her regular Coffee with Mayor Kathy gathering. Chalmers Jones Park. I wonder if you got to wear a mask there. I just curious. Anyway, so if you are interested in helping Ron file a lawsuit, just make contact with me. Okay, just send me an email, Jeff@1220.am or Jeff@kslm.news, and we'll talk about it. So Stan files the lawsuit. Good for him. I think it needs to be challenged. All along, I've said this, and you guys know this. It needs to be challenged in federal court because that's where the real battle is and the real opportunity is. Now, all right, that being said, man, look at the business. Again, you know, one of our great sponsors of this show is Freedom Heating and Air. Their employees wear masks per CDC guidance when they're working in your home. That's good. But man, what is it going to be like now? What if they're vaccinated? Do they still have to wear a mask? Freedom Heating and Air, by the way, .net. Check them out on the web. It's great. Make your life better. Back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll get back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk. And by the way, the election results here, especially in the Salem-Kaiser School Board districts, the latest that I see on the county's website is that it's not going to be updated until tomorrow, actually, the 20th. As of 10 o'clock last night, Marion County had all precincts reporting and only 21% of registered voters had cast ballots. So the progressive leftist slate of candidates is slightly leading. kind of depending on where they are. And we'll have to see how this plays out, folks. But this is the importance. Can't overstate it. In these low turnout elections, like, I mean, 20%, just a few votes makes all the difference in the world as to who is going to control whether your school is going to teach leftist garbage or solid education that centers on reading and writing and arithmetic and is colorblind rather than critical race theory, which is infecting and destroying the minds of our young skulls of mush, as Rush used to say. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Wilsonville Auto Repair is one of our new sponsors, and we welcome them to both the show and the station. If you go to their website, you'll see, well, some very serious and I think telling comments about, well, from satisfied customers. You know, you never really know what you're going to get when you take your car to a car repair place. You know, if you're hearing that funny sound that you haven't heard before and it's time to get it checked out, why don't you go to Wilsonville Auto Repair, just up the freeway a little ways. Check them out on their website. And you can read these great customer comments and see all the stuff that they can do to fix your car, including a free automotive check. Normally places charge money for that. Free automotive check. Go to their website, Wilsonville, Mr. T, Mile X.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, Mile X.com. Go to Art. Art, good morning. Hey, what does a business do, especially a retail business, now that Kate has demanded they become her vaccine cops?
Well, I guess if you're a Democrat and you own the business, you're going to become a brown shirt. Oh, I didn't say that.
Did you say that? I can't believe it.
And, you know, check things out. Of course, I haven't been vaccinated, so I'll go ahead and put on my face diaper if I decide to go into a place and do business, because I wouldn't want to get them in trouble. And then I guess we'll see how it plays out. It's a dilemma for a freedom-loving business owner. And it'll probably end up in the courts, Jeff, I guess. But who knows? Thanks for the report. That's exactly why I called in. And how do we trust that only 20% voted? And what 20%? And, well, you know what I'm saying here. I know I voted, but it's going to be interesting. I can't believe, with all the listeners that you have and this radio station has, that there was only a 20% turnout. But then
it is discouraging. You know, looking at these were results from as of 10 o'clock last night. And they're not going to be updated till tomorrow. But you take Ashley Cottingham running against Linda Farrington being one of that group of four that were conservative in nature. You know, she's only leading. Cottingham, the leftist, is only, well, I wouldn't say leftist, but supported by the leftist groups. He's only leading by 3 points. And it's not that many votes. I mean, it's like 290 votes. I mean, that's how close it is.
Well, so, I just can't believe that all the promoting we did and all the talking we did about this and what's at stake, you know, keeping the liaisons with the police in the mm-hmm. schools, et cetera, that people wouldn't vote. especially because they didn't really have to do anything. They just had to mail it in or drop it in the box.
Yeah, and that's the other thing about this. I mean, yesterday, you know, I dropped my ballot in at Halsey City Hall, and that's where the opportunity to do that kind of thing is. But, I mean, I guess what bothers me is that we don't have enough activists that are able to get out there and I mean, again, some of these races are just so close for these school district elections. And it is disappointing. I got to tell you, Art, thank you. Got to let you go. There is
great day, Jeff.
Apparently some tax measures are passing across the state. One of them being the Oregon Historical Society, a new tax. Well, it's actually extending a local level levy that supports the Oregon Historical Society Museum. And it makes it free to the county residents. So nothing is free. Everybody's going to pay for it. But people like when you offer them free, right? I think there's also a bit of a sympathy vote here. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I think there's a sympathy vote here. Why? Because the Oregon Historical Society, if you watch the Coin Six series about Is Portland Over, they feature prominently the Oregon Historical Society being down and just getting busted up by the Antifa Black Lives Matter crowd. I think there's sympathy there. Lots more to talk about on the other side of this 6:30. So if you're a business, how are you going to comply with Kate Brown's new edict saying you got to be the vaccine cops now?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor that does a really great job in taking care of you when he's in your home, he and his team, if they're working on, well, areas that really are sensitive. If you, like your kitchen or your bathroom. Folks, if you've ever done that, done a remodel, man, there's nothing that disrupts your family life more than, or just your life, than a kitchen or a bathroom remodel. I mean, it really does. I've done it. And I got to tell you, having a great team like Eric Azer and Righteous Renovations to come in and specialize on those things, do it right and do it quickly for you, is just everything. Check out their website. Again, don't take my word for it. Read the great customer testimonials and look at the before and after pictures, some of the work they've done. Pretty cool. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. In Portland, speaking of school board, the Oregonian story is that at least three school board incumbents lose to well-funded newcomers in the Portland suburbs. One of them appears to be Oregon Health Authority Director Patrick Allen, who has lost re-election to the school board. Does that surprise anybody? He's the guy who is, creating this mess at the behest of Kate. He's the head of the Oregon Health Authority. By the way, speaking of, I got a great, I need to get to some emails here. Polk County, Ron is sending me a email, says Polk County's turnout 18.2% at 9 o'clock last night. That's awful, folks. I mean, it really is. Dale writes, Enchanted Forest reverse course and will not be opening this weekend due to confusion over the mask mandate. She, meaning Kate, is killing us daily. Yep, that's exactly right. Sad, but true. And Ron writes a further email to me. Voter confidence was shattered from the November election. Well, I mean, I think that's part of it. You know, look, we've had low turnout elections before. There's no question about it. But man, this is pretty stunning. If you think about it, man, Polk County's generally pretty conservative. 18%. Maybe that's why it's just the low voter confidence. Maybe that's it. Got an email from a state employee who shall never be named. Quote from Benjamin Franklin: "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." This person writes, "I think this quote was attributed to Benjamin Franklin, well describes our six Republican rhino friends in the Oregon Senate and many others today throughout our state and country who are willing to give up essential liberties to pursue temporary safety and the $4 million. Franklin was right. Those who willingly or unwillingly do so do not deserve liberty, safety, the right to call themselves Americans and patriots." Corby writes an email about, "I think this is happening in more areas than this, and it's about the Space Force commander that got fired because he let the cat out of the bag, that the Department of Defense is teaching that white people, are inherently evil." Yikes. And then Anne Marie sent me a great, it's a picture, and it's got Joe Biden above Ronald Reagan. And here's Biden's message. Quote, "My message to everyone struggling right now is this: help is on the way." And then Reagan's quote is the most famous one. "The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Oh, yeah. Let's go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll talk to Rowan. Rowan, good morning. Your thoughts today.
Good morning. Got two thoughts. As far as the businesses and what they would do, I'm not a business owner, haven't thought long about it, but I would suggest that they put the kid at the door at the passport police, whose greatest talent is social media. His attention would probably be more to the personal phone than to the people coming through. And he might even be given a THC at the beginning of the shift. And then people can stop. As far as the school board election, I keep thinking back to Colin, who said, "I don't care who votes, I care who counts the vote. Is it Dominion who massages the vote in Oregon also?"
Well, yeah. So you bring up an interesting question, because it is part of kind of what we at least marginally uncovered in our audit over in Polk County, which the Polk County clerk Val Unger is an honorable person and was very, very helpful. What we uncovered was that there are signals coming from probably internal modems inside their vote counting machines. Now, it's a different company than Dominion, except that it is owned by Dominion, so really it isn't. So the question would be, in a really low turnout school board elections, would anybody seriously mess with the algorithms for something like that? Probably not.
With this ballot has been kind of a low interest, I'll say, to a lot of people. If last night were 100% of the precinct reporting, and it was such a low turnout of only 20%, how would it take so long to count that accurately if there wasn't a need to massage it?
Well, so you're asking, how can it have such results if it was such a low turnout and they couldn't get it all counted? Is that what you're asking?
Taking so long to count such a small number of votes. If they had 100% of the precincts reporting last night.
Well, they did. They had 100% of the precincts reporting. So the machines automatically, you know, they scan the optical image and then it's matched and so on and so forth. And then the hand process, if a ballot gets kicked out, then kicks in and people have to examine it by hand, look at signatures and then, you know, make sure that the ballot is properly filled out, so on and so forth. The answer to your question would be, I think that probably there are what normally happens is that ballots for certain precincts get dropped off by accident in other precincts and they have to get physically be taken back and counted in those precincts, as I have been told is the practice. Then you also have overseas ballots. You have ballots that maybe were in the mail that haven't arrived. I mean, literally were put in the mail at the right time. But of course, in Oregon now, you say, well, you know, if the ballot doesn't quite arrive by 8 o'clock, you can still count it, right?
Right.
So there's all these reasons, Rowan, at least I think in part, as to how this can take longer, even though it's such a low turnout. I mean, your question is logical. It is common sense. But
I hadn't considered all those
up. Yeah, these are other factors that come into play. Great question. Thank you, Rowan. You're breaking up a little bit. I appreciate you calling and giving us your opinion. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Got an email from Corby about the HIPAA laws and COVID. Did they go away with the HIPAA laws now? Do I tell them I have a pimple on my derriere too? Craziness. I hear people bragging about the side effects of getting the death shot and looking forward to the next one to see what happens. Instead of masks, let's put the ones that got their shots in rubber rooms so they don't have to harm themselves or others. Ooh. That's something else. Who is liable? Writes Lee about businesses. I mean, that's the question I'm asking. Who is liable? Well, let's think about that for a moment. He writes, with all the complications with this experimental injections, who is liable? The manufacturer isn't. The insurance companies won't pay. If a business chooses to require the employees to be vaccinated, will they assume liability for the potential lifelong complications? If a vaccinated person wearing a mask infects you, are they liable? Will the state pay for your recovery? I mean the people. Remember, the virus is about 3 microns, which will pass through the face coverings we wear. Intake protection would be achieved with a military-grade gas mask. Will they devolve HIPAA laws to control the masses? You know, Lee writes something that I had not thought of. We might as well throw it out there. If you don't wear a mask and someone thinks you infected them, can they sue you and make you liable? Look, friends, I mean, in this day and age, you can sue anybody for anything. It doesn't mean that a judge will let the lawsuit go through. But, I mean, come on. Think about it. That's an interesting. I had not considered that. Businesses being sued. But how about individuals who choose not to wear a mask because they know that the science doesn't support it? Back in a moment with more emails, your phone calls, 503-589-1220. It is.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. You know, I use CBD because it makes me feel better, makes my body feel better, and it is natural. It is not pharmaceutical drugs. It's good stuff. Maybe you should check it out. You especially should check out not just anybody's CBD, though. You should check out ProBioscience because they are based here in Salem, number one. They're local. You can talk to them. Secondly, they use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is of the highest quality because Oregon has the toughest standards in the whole nation. Okay? A lot of the stuff you're buying off the store shelves and maybe off online, you don't know where it's coming from. Could be China. Seriously, folks. Why not buy with great confidence that you're, first of all, getting everything they say you're getting, number one, and number two, that it's Oregon-grown CBD. And it's a great local company that you can talk with. They have great products. I use the pain stick because sometimes I just have pain in my body as I get a little bit older. I bet I'm not alone. I bet you do too. Or if I want to sleep a little better, I use the tincture under my tongue before I go to bed at night. But they've got all of these other great products too, like products for your pets, but also beauty products, ladies, and more of them coming too, by the way. So treat your body to all natural CBD products that make you feel better and are good for your body. Go to pro-bioscience.com. That is the website, bioscience.com. And if you buy any of their products online in the month of May, get 15% off if use the discount code MOTHER. It's Mother's Day. Discount code MOTHER. Pro-bioscience.com. Or see them their products on the store shelves at Liquivana Vape Shops in both Malala and Silverton, or the Tobacco Pouch in Salem on Edgewater. Let's see. Let's take an email from Julie. Julie writes, you know what? I'm sick and tired of Kate Brown's shirt killing us softly with her song of masking up or masking down. Oh, that is so clever, Julie. That's so good. The great song from the 70s by Roberta Flack, Killing Us Softly. Oh, I like it. Anyway, she is the best real estate agent in Idaho for this reason. That's true. If she is so blank interested in knowing who has or has not been jabbed, maybe she should stand at a door and see how well that's received. My guess is not very well. Yeah, that says it all, Julie. Really does. Rich writes an email and says, if you get the vaccination, you have signed a statement that you waive your rights to sue anyone for any problems that you have with the shot. Remember, it is still experimental. Now, here's the thing. As we discussed previously, and this really is true, as we've discussed previously, because these vaccines are classified under the experimental use category, you can still refuse to take the shot, no matter what government says, no matter what your employer says, under federal law. Remember we talked about that? Now, if your employer says, well, you got to have it, okay, well, here's the problem with that. The employer has to give you an alternative. That's right. Okay, so let's see how that turns out. They have to give you an alternative. Again, this falls on business. I'm just sorry to say this, and it really is not a good thing. The whole idea that Kate now is requiring your local restaurant, your local hardware store, your retail shop to ask you to prove that you have a vaccination card. And if you don't, that business has a choice. Either mask up, tell you to mask up, or they face the fines. They can't just say, you know, if you, they can't post a sign that says, if you're not wearing a mask, we assume you're vaccinated. Now, I happen to think they can under the federal laws. I think they can do that. I don't think they can do this at the state law. And that's, it gets back to Stan Polium's lawsuit against the federal lawsuit. That is one of many, I think, that have been filed for very similar requirements by other left-wing governors like Governor Kate. I think that this is going to end up in court, and it should. Now, again, where it goes to, I don't know. Ron writes another email about the Polk County elections. 11,000 out of 6,000 in Polk, or 60,000 rather, 11,000 people out of 60,000 in Polk County voted. We might have maybe 3,000 more at best case in Polk County. I mean, this is why we pitched both listeners and why I did on this radio show the importance of getting out and voting for these school board elections. This is where, at least in part, this is where the battle is, folks. We're either going to accept the ideas that it's okay to teach critical race theory that basically says white supremacism, white supremacy is a systemic racist history of America. It is not only demonstrably not true, just with common sense. If systemic racism were really that effective, how do we get a black president? How do we get black billionaires like LeBron James and Michael Jordan and Oprah Winfrey and Bob Johnson from Black Entertainment? Just go on and on and on. Look at all the very, very successful Hispanic businesses. Look at Hispanic people being in high positions of authority in our world, politically and otherwise. If there's systemic racism, how could that happen? It isn't rocket science, but this is what this show is dedicated to talking about. And that is, how can you use the issues of the day, like these school board elections, how important they are, but are we going to teach traditional American values education? Or are we going to teach the radical left-wing stuff that says America was founded on slavery, which is, again, demonstrably untrue, 1619 Project. So when you ask these questions, when you have these conversations with people in your world, the whole idea is to not debate them and not argue with them, is to help them get to a place of thinking about this themselves and coming ultimately to that conclusion. They need to change their political alliances and how they think. That would change it even in war. Thanks, friends, for joining us today. Keep believing, folks. America and Oregon is worth saving and can be saved if we use the right issues and we use them the right way. That means you. Keep praying, keep believing, folks. See you tomorrow, 6:59.